No other agency faces as much oversight as the Homeland Security Department. Not the Defense Department, which answers to 36 committees and subcommittees, not the Veterans Affairs or the Justice Departments. DHS answers to two main authorizing and two main appropriating committees in the House and the Senate. But it also must respond to dozens of other committees and subcommittees that continue to hold legacy oversight responsibilities from the 22 agencies that formed DHS in March 2003. Pam Turner is a former Assistant Secretary of Legislative Affairs at DHS from 2003 to 2006. She is now Directing Manager at the Prime Policy Group.
What we really have here is sort of a tipping point situation. You know, what is the point at which all of the benefits and advantages of a good oversight process get to the point where that sort of tips into disadvantages and demands on the department that may be perhaps not unreasonable, but certainly overbearing?
Turner offers this illustration of the impact on DHS in having so many bosses.
I had one instance, for example, where two House subcommittees, both had jurisdiction over the department, wanted to have the same hearing on the same day with the same witness at the same time. Now, in this case, neither one was willing to go morning or afternoon or go to a different day or have a joint hearing. So, you know, ultimately we ended up going with the subcommittee that had asked first, but it was kind of a testy situation and not the way you like to deal with the Hill.
She says it can take days, if not weeks, to prepare for a hearing and to answer questions after the hearing, adding to the burden on the agency. Even lawmakers recognize the problem. Peter King is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. The New York Republican calls not consolidating jurisdiction one of the biggest failings by Congress since 9/11.
It was so time-consuming, and so many hours has to go into preparation testimony. The secretary, the assistant secretary, is just a tremendous waste of time. In addition to that, you have mixed signals coming from Congress. You have so many different committees with limited amounts of jurisdiction. And rather than look at the overall view of what supports Homeland Security, these committees can be looking at it from their own very narrow perspective, and they're trying to set their agenda to be different from an overall Homeland Security agenda by giving a different emphasis.
DHS has made this arrangement work over the years, but not without feeling the impact. Elaine Duke is a former Undersecretary for Management at DHS. She says she tried to work with committees in advance of hearings or avoid hearings altogether.
And that seemed to be more time effective and actually just more effective overall, and really get to know the staff, get to know the members, and try to address the issues in open conversations, which is sometimes a little more difficult in hearings. So most of the committees were receptive to that, and that was really helpful. And you know, it can be time intensive too, but it really worked towards solving some of the problems and developing mutual understanding. So it was really useful time spent.
She says over time, DHS has become less reactive to problems.
Not just take action based on the last hearing, but to set the agenda, carry out the agenda, and manage the hearings and manage the committees en route to delivering the mission. And I think that's the path that DHS has taken on. In the early days, it was a little bit more reactive in terms of reacting to the last hearing, reacting to the last press story. But it's really evolved to kind of setting a strategic agenda. And in that case, I think that what they're doing is they're just managing the congressional committees and working with them, but staying the path, I think, on delivering the mission.
And that approach seems to be paying off. Rafael Boris is the Undersecretary for Management at DHS today. He says the impact on his office has been minimal in the 9 months since he's been confirmed.
There's been a continuum of growth and development in the department. Clearly, the issues that Janet Hale had to address starting up an organization are very different than where I find myself today. So two things. What do I find today? One is an organization in continuing need for maturity and growth, but more importantly, an organization that recognizes that, that it needs to mature and grow. I look at it again, it's a continuum of activities, and at this particular stage in time, DHS recognizes that they have to have more of an enterprise function. So I've talked to the previous undersecretaries that used to fight battles, if you will, with some of the components over jurisdiction, et cetera. I don't find myself having those battles necessarily anymore.
Boris says he's in constant contact with committee members and their staffs about the progress DHS is making across his management priorities. Boris says the one challenge that will continue as long as there are so many oversight committees is the confusion that can occur over policy direction. Janet Hale was the first Undersecretary for Management at DHS. She is now a director at Deloitte Consulting. She says many times the conflicting policy direction left the agency in limbo.
Different committees have different instructions to the department, too. Somebody has an opinion that you should go right, and somebody else has an opinion you should go left, and the department sits and goes, I'll make the best decision. We'll defend the policy and the program decisions. But then Congress doesn't resolve the issue themselves. So it has been a long-standing 7-year challenge that I truly do urge the Congress to reorganize itself.
The conflicting policy direction also takes away from the agency's ability to meet its mission. Ralph Basham is a former commissioner of Customs and Border Protection.
We are operators. The Department of Homeland Security is an operational department. That's what we need to be doing. And so the less time we spend on trying, you know, on the Hill and reports and all that sort of thing, the better we're going to be able to do the job at hand.
So what's the solution to reducing the number of committees with jurisdiction? Slade Gorton was a member of the 9/11 Commission and an attorney with K&L Gates.
The great advertisement, it seems to me, for Congress itself is, look, you've forfeited, you know, all of the movement in this direction to the administration by splitting up the authority. They should be motivated by the fact that if it were consolidated in just 2 or 3 or 4 committees, the authority, the influence of Congress over what goes on would be greatly enhanced.
But Homeland Security Committee Chairman King says the motivation Gorton talks about may not be enough.
If we're going to have a Homeland Security Committee, it should be given real jurisdiction. Oh, I can see, and again, I'm a lot easier for me. I'm not in the leadership position to have to make this decision, but at any given time, there's legislation that's important to be passed, and the Speaker, no matter which party they're in, may feel that by antagonizing a powerful chairman of a particular committee, it's going to impede legislation. There's only so many battles can be fought at one time. But I know from speaking to Denny Hester when he was the Speaker, talking to John Boehner, I know John has spoken about attempting to consolidate jurisdiction. All I can say is it's hard, I think, for speakers to be fighting too many battles at one time on so many different fronts. And as a result of that, so far we haven't had the jurisdictional changes that we need.
So in the meantime, King and other lawmakers will meet often with DHS officials, including Secretary Janet Napolitano, to try to reduce the impact of having so many oversight bodies. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.